Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Clink, woke up with a drink, ayy. Don't blink, look for your boo high seat, ayy. Roll that shit pronto, Kush OJ Bronco. Pass that shit rundo, now yo ho my ho. She blow like a flower off that whiskey sour, and she lit in Vegas in the Encore Tower, She know I can only lick it after showers, Keisha fuck Tommy and Belly and Empower. No, my eyes ain't low, that's just the way my eyes go. Think they gon' work out at home, she squat this pole like cardio. To the real Bobby, gotta jump and do them flips. Front flips, back flips, ooh, poor mattress. We just cracked the tablet, feeling fantastic. Sun went down, your hoe showed up, threw it in a circle like donuts. Thought she was sweet, I knew she was free, but hey man, take one to no one. Party in the hills, party out pills, that's why you can't keep still. Nigga be fake, but the hate be real, somebody tell the bro niggas chill. Ass on fake, but it feels so real, fuck it, I'm still gon' drill. Say she gon' go and she gon' go, ho ho, yes sir, I bet she will. I'm just tryna get in her bed, she just tryna get in my will. I'm rollin' on two wheels, so bitch don't tell me chill. I don't drip, Bob just spill. She tryna get a refill. Walls gotta get rebuilt. Looking for that nigga, he here. Till I hit it all night, and I was being so sincere. Say that she celibate, I know she celibate. And like I never trick, she wants some evidence. She been tryna smash this the element.
Hold on. It's your boy, Kurt NP, Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host, in the motherfucking house. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Shout out to all the artists that send us music. You want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That is Behind the Scenes Airplay. We only take MP3 formats, and the reason why is...
What's the nation need?
We just not gonna take them. We only take MP3. No SoundCloud links.
DMing me links.
We don't take them. You can only get your music played if you send it to behindthescenesairplay@gmail.com in MP3 format.
I'm too busy to look at links.
So the next track that we're going to be playing, well, hold on. So tonight we're talking about separation of church and state. I mean, how can you say that church and state is separated when it says on the dollar bill, in God we trust? That just doesn't make sense. That sounds like an
oxymoron.
That's what we're going to talk about tonight. on Behind the Scenes Radio. The number once again is
516-595-8305.
That's right. The next track that we playing is Air and Hippie Snooks. Love How on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
When I'm sad, she hold me down, down. Don't come around, round, if you don't like her essence. Keep that over there, we ain't with the stresses. What you doing, how you feeling? Well, I'm doing fine. I got my girl Mary with me and she come through on time. They say our love is blind, I say them people lying. They just don't understand how she blow my mind. Yo, this a love song, I wanna fuck some. Lick it, roll it, suck it, and make me dumb, dumb. More papers and rillos, man, I got none. I got a dollar somewhere, bought me 7 cents. You know them niggas at the gas station gon' trip. Yes, over 7 cents. Them taxes add up, my nigga, and they won't say shit. Don't be like that, my nigga. I know you got it in the cup holder or the ashtray. Just don't pull it out so you can be on your way. I ain't tryna wait too long, get my high, go away. And I'm sitting here sober, looking dumb in the face. Hurry up, my nigga, damn.
Up with the games, baby. Highest in the room in the clouds, babe. Up off the ground, smoke on this loud, babe. Roll another, oh, another round, babe. Soothing me out, don't pass me now, ayy. Roll, babe.
You know them niggas at the gas station gon' trip. Yes, over 7 cents. Them taxes add up, my nigga, and they won't say shit. Don't be like that, my nigga. I know you got it in the cup holder or the ashtray. Just gon' pull it out so you can be on your way. I ain't tryna wait too long, get my high, go away. And I'm sitting here sober, looking dumb in the face. Hurry up, my nigga, damn. I've been smoking Mary for a while now. I love the fact when I'm sad, she hold me down, down. Don't come around, round, if you don't like her essence. Keep that over there, we ain't with the stresses.
Love, 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 hide in the motherfucking guy. We don't fall in love, babe. We make it far right, make it sure the blood tight. I don't want this blood to die.
My shoulder. I thought that it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder, but the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, played the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my Father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Can't shake it.
Holding on, holding on, girl, I'm holding.
But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, played the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on,
holding on,
holding on,
holding on.
It keeps
This is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
Curtis and T. We back in this shit. I've been waiting for this one, baby. Let's go, Rob. Hey. Y'all niggas ain't ready.
Pockets getting on, pockets trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. They ain't playing on me, you know I'm funny. Show me, they're trying to run the ball, me back, back, back. Pockets getting on, pockets trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. They ain't playing on me, you know I'm funny. Show me, they're trying to run the ball, me back, back, back. Guess who's back
for round two. Uh-huh. Willing, dealing, and chilling with my motherfucking crew.
Yeah.
It's me, Money G, and Kurt ENT.
Uh-huh.
We here to take the industry. You blind and can't see.
Yeah.
Me and my niggas kick it like my name is Sun too.
Yeah.
You and your niggas bitchy like a slew of shit too.
Yeah.
You and your niggas tricky like the hoe in the group.
Uh-huh.
Man, these bitches itching to get close to the crew. See, Kurt gon' point you out. I put the 40 in your mouth and have G say a prayer before I blow your brains out. No
bang.
Doubt. See, me and my niggas, we all got clout. Running with Miracle, the little cousin in the crowd. It's best that when you in my town that you better wear your vest. Cause me and all my niggas don't play and don't test. You fuck around, get shot down and laid to rest. We have your mama crying, no lying, still our rest.
Getting home, nigga. Home, trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it's when they show me. They're trying to run up on me, bang, bang, bang. Pockets getting hungry, all the time to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. But baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it's when they show me. They're trying to run up on me,
money,
bang,
G,
bang, bang.
Don't you ever try to run up on me. You know I keep the Nick Cannon with the drum on me. Make these lame niggas wild out. 100 rounds jumping in and out. I'm who you read about. Read about. I'm the bad guy, laced with good intention. War pops off, hammer out, swinging for the fences. Not to mention I'm trying to ink a deal. Executive produce movies and I'm in the field.
In the field.
In the trenches with the steel with my bully game.
Bully game.
Bodyguard, make them prices boomerang.
Boomerang.
Never speaking in tongues like Pootie Tang. Trying to give me life, nigga. Jingling, jingling.
Yes.
If I can't see it, then I don't need it.
Yes.
Niggas misled by this white Jesus.
Yes, yes.
But I ain't falling for the okie doke. I'm from the show me stay we get money or you was broke.
Pockets getting hungry, all the time to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it when they show me. They're trying to run up on me, bang, bang, bang. Pockets getting hungry, all the time to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it when they show me. They're trying to run up on me, bang, bang, bang.
Of church and state. Now, this goes back to the Bill of Rights when they first started, when the founding forefathers of the nation came upon each other and started this thing. So what it says is the concept for dealing, the concept was to make it aware as though the church and the state were separate, where the state law couldn't interfere and issues dealing with the church. Now, this was basically coined by Thomas Jefferson, separation of church and state. Thomas Jefferson is the one that came up with that shit. But throughout the years, it has different meanings. At one point, Catholic schools weren't getting any money from the state to run their schools. And they thought that was a problem. Well, you should get no money because we're separate. You can't get no money. They eventually get some money. They went to court and all this and got money. Then they went to I lost track what I was saying.
They went to what? I don't even know.
You already know my.
I know Corona.
They did this thing with the school. So eventually, church Catholic schools or schools that were not public schools started to get money from the state. And they had it where you have it on your money. You have it in the courts. In God we trust.
On the dollar bill, it says, in God we trust.
But also, churches don't have to pay
taxes.
And pastors don't necessarily have to pay either.
Exactly.
They don't necessarily.
Because they fill out a, what is it called, a CO, some type of tax exempt.
But they're tax exempt, but and there's other tax things that churches qualify for. Like, I guess if they go to the store or something, they don't have to pay the taxes for it.
Right.
In the store.
Right.
Yeah, they don't have to pay. They don't pay income tax. You know, they don't have to pay taxes. I just thought, and then the reason we're doing this show now is because of what I saw on the news.
Yes.
With the president.
Yes. And what did he say?
I don't know exactly what he said, but he didn't. He's wrong. He's Catholic, and he doesn't.
Oh yeah.
And he doesn't believe in all of the church's teaching. So because of this, the church bishop. I don't know how many, but the bishops are trying to ban the man from getting Holy Communion.
Now, I don't believe in religion. No religion. And so, but you cannot stop, because that's your human right. As
that's
a human,
any religion.
Right.
Too.
That is a part of the Constitution for you to be able to practice whatever religion you believe in. And you're going to tell this man that they're going to try to make it to where he can't practice communion, which is like one of the most sacred.
Yeah, one of the sacred sacraments.
So how is the state able to intrude in...
No, it's not the state. It's just intruding on somebody's amendment right. It's not the church intervening. I mean, it's not the state intervening.
It's the church.
It's the church intervening and going to get somebody's rights.
And how is this possible?
The same way it's possible that they have in court in God's church.
Right. And you got to put your hand over your chest and above your head.
No.
Don't you own
no,
the Bible?
You
got to
put it on your hand on
right.
The Bible and your hand, one hand up and one hand on the Bible. And I don't understand that. It's just supposed to be separate.
Right. I don't get it either.
You swearing on a Bible in a government setting to tell the truth.
Right.
What if you're an agnostic and you don't believe in God, you don't believe in the Bible? How are you going to swear on the Bible? What if you Muslim? They ain't got a Quran for you. What you going to swear on?
Right.
I don't get it. Separation of state and church. Where's the separation at?
There is no separation. It's just a myth. That's what it seems like. Let's go to the lines, man, because we got some people on the line. If you want to talk, press one. We're going to put one person on here just because. Just because he's my cousin, and he already know. And I know he want to say something, because this nigga, yo, he... Let him know where you calling from, your Instagram, you know, your information. Let him know what it is, cuz.
Man, what up, man? It's your boy, Ralph. You can find me pretty much everywhere if you fucking Google Ruffa Baby. That's on, you know, Reverb, Facebook, Instagram. No, Instagram is Trilly G. Williams. Yeah. Other than that, nigga, y'all really on the talk of the separation of church and religion and the government, nigga? That's what we're really talking about right now?
We really, I know you got something to talk. Come on, spit your shit, nigga. Spit your shit.
It ain't no separation, because people try to say it's a separation, but it's really not, because you got to think about it. All the politicians go to their churches and practice their religions all the time. Other than that, by keeping the church and the government separate, how can you do that when they go hand in hand with each other? And they tax free on every goddamn thing. And the thing is like, a lot of people don't think that, you know, the government doesn't have power over people that they don't fucking pay taxes. You out your fucking mind. Shit.
Right. And there's no law nowhere that says that you got to pay taxes, but we still pay taxes.
Oh, yeah. The IRS isn't supposed to be existent. The IRS is only in existence. And they was only supposed to be in existence to keep the rich taxed. And since the fucking state and everything and the fucking government, they did the little bullshit they did to get the rich from paying taxes. I mean we've been paying for the fucking brunt of taxes since what, fucking Reagan?
Nah.
I think it was Reagan. I think it was probably a little. No, it was Nixon.
Taxes? Nah, nigga, taxes been around since Roman time, empires. Nigga, what are you talking about?
No. I'm talking about how the lower class has been paying the most brunt of it. I believe it was with Nixon because before he got in office, you know, the rich and the corporations were getting taxed like 92% before they dropped it. They dropped it down to 70-some percent, and then Trump and them and everybody that came after that dropped their shit more to like, I think they pay like 27% now instead of that shit. And these motherfuckers pull in millions to billions a year and don't even pay their fair share in taxes. Look at Trump's billionaire ass. Motherfucker only paid $750 in taxes, nigga. Fucking how is that possible?
Right. Right, exactly. And that's what we're saying. Like, it can't be no separation. We living in the fucking a lie, my nigga. A lie. All this is bullshit.
We've been living around since the day we... Because you know you can't even pick a religion when you're born. That shit forced upon you by what your family is. It may not, and in some people's beliefs, it may not be the right, you know, religion, and they might end up changing their shit later on. But the thing is, if people rely too much on religion, you know what I mean? Don't rely on religion. Religion ain't gonna save your life at the end of the time. You know what I mean? Everybody believe in a higher power, and there's nothing wrong with believing in a higher power. But what everybody forget is that this so-called magical motherfucker ain't going to help you unless you helping your goddamn self. Don't sit
right
back on your motherfucking ass and think, oh, God, help me, and a miracle will happen. Motherfucker, you got to still put in the footwork your goddamn self, because he ain't going to help you unless you helping yourself.
Right. Well, I don't even see it as God. I call it the universe, just the existence of what it is, the higher power. But I really believe that it's the universe, bro, because whatever you put into the universe, it comes back. So what is that giving back? It has to be something, some more powerful than all of us. I don't believe that it's God. I believe that we are God because I created a God. You feel what I'm saying? I got children just like you do. And DC also, and anybody else that's listening, you created something. You created another child, another being, another one just like you that will live past you. So you're a God. So why are we looking into the sky for something and we are the ones that have to make it happen?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Quick little short story. I don't look to the sky. I haven't looked to the sky in I don't know how long. I rely on my damn self and what I can make happen. If I can't make it happen, you know what I mean? I give it my best go to make it possible. If you know, it still doesn't come possible, I still don't quit fighting until I get what I want. You know what I mean? I'm not about to rely on somebody I can't see, hear, smell, taste, touch. You know what I mean? I'm not about to rely on that. I got to do what I need to do to make, you know, ends meet, to make shit, you know, possible for me and my kids. So, you know, I can't sit around like most people do and get into prayer and all of that. Like, dude, I still got to get it. I still got to do whatever I got to do.
I don't really believe
that none
of these... I don't really believe that none of these politicians truly give a fuck about us, honestly, for real, because these politicians know exactly where these drugs and where these fucking guns is coming from. They have to be connected to this shit, yo. Honestly, think about it, people. Think about it. How the fuck is drugs getting into your neighborhood when you cannot create cocaine plants, heroin plants? You cannot create a gun. You have no way of it. The only way that you know how to get a gun is to call somebody and get a gun. But where did they get that shit from? And where did they get that shit from? You feel what I'm saying? Somebody is bringing that shit in here, and it ain't us.
Well, let me break something down for you. Let's break down the word politicians. You know what politicians mean in the Webster's Dictionary?
I believe it's bloodsucker.
It's a pile of bloodsucking insects. Politicians. That's exactly what they do. They bleed this fucking country dry for the working and middle class. Well, it ain't even a middle class no more, because if you're in middle class, you're still in poverty. So, again, they still suck the lifeblood out this whole fucking country. And the thing is, if you mad at the government, if you really mad at the government and how they do shit, then you really need to kick your own parents in the ass, because the baby boomers are who fucked us. because they've had the same politicians in office for the past 40 years. They ain't tried to fucking change nothing. These motherfuckers didn't do their research. These motherfuckers didn't see what this person was talking about and what their policies were. You know, the old baby boomers just voted on motherfuckers just because if they liked them. They don't look at policies. They don't look at what they're trying to, you know, bring to the forefront of, for the whole country. They don't look at that shit. So we're you know, our generation has been fucked by the previous one, and now we're trying to make it right, and shit, we have to fight it the whole way, fucking way through.
I don't believe I don't think that, like, politics and all that shit, I think all that shit is put in place to fuck us in the end. Like, I think we need to get rid of that shit. Like, honestly.
I mean, it's just like capitalism, my guy.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck we gonna do. Just know this shit ain't working, yo. This shit been going on for I don't know how long, and ain't nothing changed yet. Ain't nothing changed.
Yeah.
And I don't think that nothing is going to change until we, the people, change something. We, the people.
Yeah, the thing is that we, the people, got to change it. But the thing is that we, the people, a lot of motherfuckers got to get a pair of balls on them to say, nigga, we don't like this shit. We don't agree with it. It needs to change now. And if you don't fucking like it, to still do something about it, not just sit on your ass. Because one thing that the government is very good at doing to the black population, after something's happened to us, the motherfuckers getting outraged. And I'm not gonna say, I'm a person to do this, because I'm not, nigga. I'm not pacified easily. And that's the thing that these motherfuckers is doing. They pacifying the fuck out of y'all. You know what I'm saying? They doing like a parent would do, is stick a pacifier in your mouth to shut you the fuck up for a little bit. Because after everything that happened with George Floyd, where was our affirmative action? You know what I mean? There was no affirmative action. The Asians went through a little hell for 1 year. These niggas get a whole motherfucking law written for them. And motherfucking black people themselves have been getting shit on for 400 motherfucking years. But we supposed to lay back. Man, this country was built off our ancestors' blood, sweat, and tears, and you want to tell us that we still, you know what I mean? Like, we still can't get no leg up that we supposed to get. Y'all still tripping off revelations, and y'all know goddamn well y'all supposed to pay that shit and still be war.
Pause, cuz, for a second. They can give motherfucking stimulus. They can give everybody a fucking card, cuz. And send you a stimulus,
yeah,
but we can't get
all of
fucking money.
Yeah, they could have paid our families that money out, you know what I'm saying? But they don't want to do that. They want to stimulate the whole population rather than looking at, you know what I'm saying, the population they need to look at that they've been fucking for the past 400 years. That's just like the mayor in this city. He's talking about, oh, I want to pay reparations, you know, to some small businesses. Nigga, fuck them small businesses at the end of the day, nigga, because if you're paying it out to the small businesses, what about the black people that don't own a small business, my nigga? That come from descendants of slaves, my nigga, because I know I'm one.
Right. We all are.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, this shit is ridiculous, bro. Everybody try to do shit, you know what I'm saying, on a political avenue, knowing damn well that capitalism and politics is pretty much what they did to George Floyd. Nigga, they step and stand on your fucking neck so they can get a leg up, and then once they get up, they still don't get off your ass.
And the only reason that this motherfucker's going to get some time is because it's going to chill us out. It's going to, okay, that's a little bit. We're going to get a little bit.
Yeah, it's
to
pacify you. They're going to still do it, but it's to pacify you. As you saw, after all the outrage stopped, they stopped covering a bunch of police shit. So now everybody's pacified. They think it's over. It's not over, bro.
Right. It's never going to be over. Let's go, not at all,
because people forget the law of the land, that if you see a cop and they basically, you know, harming somebody or about, it looks like, you know, that person's in fear of their life dealing with that cop, and they either got their knee in their back or knee in their neck, you can legally kill that officer and walk. People forget that shit all the time.
Hey, exactly. I seen some information, did some research. Yo, if a police officer, that George Floyd, nigga, we could have killed him. They could have killed him,
yeah,
and got away with it. You could have killed him. The people that were in there,
that man's life was
in
danger, and nobody else could have said nothing about it.
Yep, every one of them police officers, they could have killed him and got away with it legally. legally.
Yep.
And we don't even realize this shit. If we see a police officer doing something illegally, fucking somebody up, beating them the fuck up, you can kill that police officer and get away with it. It is a part of the Constitution. Go look this shit the fuck up. That's another thing. We don't look at that shit, yo. Like, we do have rights, dog, even though we were. Anyway, so, look, check this out, right? We got a young lady on the line. I know she's been listening. I know if you press one, I know. But we need another woman's input because we like women's input. We want to know what other people are thinking. So I believe you said that your name was Anaya. Let everybody know your Instagram and your Twitter and give us a little feedback about how you feel about what the conversation that we're talking about. You're not lying. Go ahead, Anaya.
Hi, my name is Anaya. My Instagram is Mad Tang, MAHD. Yes, hold on, baby. .PENG. That's my Instagram. And I forgot what else you had asked me for, but that's basically my social media, Mad Tang. So basically, about what y'all have been talking about before, I agree. I feel like that due to social capitalism, somebody has to stay at the bottom. And before, it has been the most beneficial for black people to stay at the bottom because whenever we are given an opportunity to flourish or do something else, even if it's on our own, then we end up outdoing other races. Look at Tulsa that we built back in the 60s, how they had to bomb them first in 1921 and then again in the 60s. And then now, you know, every time that black people try to do something on their own or get a leg up in some kind of way, shape or form, we excel. We do exceedingly well at that. And the fact that, especially during those times, we didn't have anybody else's distribution. We weren't counting on anybody else's distribution. No one else had to be responsible for us. And I think even though, you know, people were fighting for it, the worst thing that could have happened was desegregation. I feel like due to a lot of deeper mindsets that have built an insecurity around being unwillingly excluded from white businesses, I feel like not enough people understood or watched Sensi itself. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why we still have people who are willing to so quickly put their money into other causes for other races or buy other brands from other races, but yet will be a fixer for a black-owned business's crisis, you know, especially if that black business has black distribution. A good documentary that I think that everybody should watch, especially black people, is The Century of Self. And there's another one that I forgot the name of, but it was close or similar to The Negro Purchaser or The Negro Dollar, something along those lines. And it was showing back in the 60s.
Where they showed they were sitting there and they showing how they were going to the store and buy certain things. And the reason that they were doing it was to impress their friends. Is that what you're talking about?
To impress their friends, but also this was back around the time that they were integrating and bombing the second car of Greenwood. So around this time that they were making this, they were showing that how black people were current, most black people at that time were current of their mortgage, current of their property tax, current on their credit, current on their bills. You know, they would like to shop at certain stores because the quality was better. And they were talking about how we were used to getting secondhand. So by the time that we get a little money in our pocket and we have a value or a quality, then we're willing to shell out a couple extra dollars. They were literally making these documentaries on us to show white people on how to market specifically to us while specifically to us. So I feel like at this day and age and in this time, the reason why it's been such a uphill battle for us to get anything has been because for us to be consumers at a massive rate and for us to be at the bottom at a mass rate is so beneficial to everyone else, because once we get up, they're done for. We outdo them in sports. We outdo them in economics. We outdo them in entrepreneurship. We outdo them in every arena. And that's just what it is. And we can't stop it or help or, you know, that we're just, we just have it like that. But because of that, they disadvantage us.
Agreed.
But those are my
thoughts.
You know why we are better than them, right? Do you know that?
Yeah, they're genetically modified modifications of us. They're genetically inferior. RH blood is nothing compared to O positive.
They are genetically inferior by 3%.
Yes.
That's why we're constantly hunted, killed, and then our organs taken. That is the exact reason why. That's why I never put my name down for an organ donor. That you're just a beacon for a rich white guy. Sorry, but that's the truth.
It is what it is. Also, as far as God, to me, I call God the all, as in all possibility. I don't set myself down from anything because I understand God has worked in mysterious ways in my life. And some of the most mysterious and miraculous have been blessings in disguise. So I don't consider him to be anything other than the all, because, I mean, we limit ourselves and our thinking as human beings every day all the time of how we think that things are supposed to go. And he's shown me, you know, so many times over and have blessed me in so many ways that I never could have imagined in any way, shape, or form of my knowledge and what I acquired on my own. So I look at how I call things. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The reason that I say that I don't believe in religion is because what you were just saying, you put a him, you believe that it's a human being or that it's a him or a she. When God cannot be a human being or even have human qualities, he can't. It can't. It whatever it is, it can't have that because it is more powerful than us. It created everything. It can't be a him or a she. It has to be something more. I can't even. There's not a word that I can even put on what it is. You feel what I'm saying? We can't. It is what it is. We put God on it because man put God on. It's a way to rise to. But I understand that. But it can't have
I say he because I know that most people, in the way that they know God, they know him as a he. But when I say he, it's just I don't limit myself in a wording context way. For me, the being that we live within is larger chakra pools of the chakra pools that exist within us. That's why when God says we are created in his image. So in my mind, how I see God and the relationship that I have with him, God is an it. The it that we are in, we have it within us. We are it within it. So how, like I said, to not confuse anybody or to you know, not to make it make sense, I just say he. But the way of, in my understanding of God, we are made in his image, and he has, how can I say it? It's not that he has human tendencies, we have his. Just on a lesser scale. Because he is a jealous God. Deuteronomy 23, he clearly has stated, leave no man, woman, or child behind. We have so many instances of his vengeance, of his nice side, of his ways of love, of his ways of encouragement, as well as his downside. I feel like because not only had I been into Apocrypha, the seven apocalypses, you know, the creation of yoga, Rumi spirit, all types of stuff, like I have developed a spirituality rather than a religious, because for me, somebody who's religious is of all religions, not a religion. I see somebody who's of a religion as somebody who is kind of the best way I know how to explain that would be on along the lines of an atheist. Because if you're going to accept God in all forms. So in my mind, and how I've developed this along the way, knowing that I've dipped and dabbled in and have studied for so many years, I've been studying religion and connection with God since I was about 13. There's about 10 years under my belt that I have, you know, had books endless come across me. What I have discovered, they all basically say the same damn thing. I've learned everything from, like I said, the yogi practices to, you know, the shaman. And say the same thing. What I didn't appreciate, because I grew up in a Judeo-Christian / Muslim household, was whenever I would read the Bible, I would ask my parents, why was the seven apocalypses and the apocrypha taken out of the Bible? Those were extra books that needed to remain. We don't even know the context and where and how they sit anymore. But whenever you do come in contact, or people have read the apocalypse, there are accounts of people that are in the Bible that were taken out based off of personal feelings of lack of importance. But when you read and come across some of those findings, they are miraculous experiences or supernatural experiences or epiphanies or any kind of account or word or download that they have received and gotten from God. So from a very I started getting this with astronomy and astrology. What that has showed me along the way was you have the Aries, which is the Ram constellation. I am. Then you have the Taurus, which is the senses, second house, which is the sensing of a situation, the developing of the senses, the five senses, the taste, the touch, the smell, the everything. And there's thousands of senses beyond the first six that we don't even speak on. Then the third, you're communicating and relating and breathing and wanting to, you know, start to externalize those senses and that creation of I am. You get to the Cancer, you're creating waves, you're creating feelings and pushing out energies based off of the previous houses before, the fifth house. You're creating a heart space, you're creating a heart chakra, you're creating a pride, an ego, you're creating a love space, an opening, you're putting on a show, you're entertaining, your God is, these are God to me through all of the houses, through what he showed me in astrology, which is math to me. The sixth house, you're putting it to work, what you've shown and what you've learned and what you've displayed along the way. What is that? Seventh house, Libra, you're relating it to others. You're relating it to how other people intake you. He's related it to wherever else spaces that he's entertaining, whatever other octaves that he's in, because it's higher than the one, two, and third dimension. We go all the way up to six. That's what we know of so far. There's thousands of them. This is an omniverse, not a universe. Dimension comes the eighth dimension, the death, the transformation, the life after. Then after that, okay, you've acquired enough knowledge and you've acquired enough experiences to now you're the shaman. You're in the ninth house. You're educated about something. You know some things. To the tenth house, which develops a career, a status, some kind of notoriety. This is where God gets to come about with his name. This is where we come about with our name. 11th house. Now you're relating that to others, and it's associated with certain things, a.k.a. where we get the name Jesus from. When Jesus, the letter J didn't come about until, what, 200 years ago only? Then when people don't want to talk names about Jehovah, Jehovah meaning the God of destruction. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about Kali. And the relation of that. Nobody wants to talk about how they both have the birthday of December 23rd, or December 25th, rather. I'm sorry. Then you get past the 10th and 11th house to the 12th house, which is complete spirituality, no shape, no form, no nothing. That's how I see God. I see those chakra pools, those 12 chakra pools. And then, of course, now the 13th, which is Ophiuchus. I look at that. I look at 12 planets. 12 houses, 12 tribes. I'm looking at all of it. I'm looking at all of it, how it relates. And what I've learned, there's no separation and there's no denomination, how people like to try to create a denomination anywhere. Like I said, for me personally, a person who's religious is a person who studies and takes on all religions. You can't call yourself religious with me if you don't take on all religions. Other than that, I consider you an atheist, or I consider you lost in one or the other. Because if you can't see clearly that that's your brother, if you can't see clearly that y'all talking about the same God, if y'all can't see clearly that you're talking about the same up, I mean, what is it?
Man, because he got about 700.
Right. I don't know. I just think that this, what we live on, this plane is just not it. I feel, I was watching my Instagram live earlier. I kind of broke down. Yeah, I just know that this is not it. And I feel like they're playing games with our mind, and we need to, like, really, like, tap into it. I don't know. I can't explain it. I just know that I feel, I don't know, it's not words that I can't explain how the fuck I feel. I just know that just this ain't it, yo. This ain't it. I'm more powerful than what this body allows me to do. I feel it.
Of course.
I feel the energy. Yeah, I feel the energy when I'm speaking, when I'm talking. We all feel it. And we can all think on one accord. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. We can. But they put fluoride in our water and in our food, which is rat poison. And you know what happens to rats? Like, they're doing things to us. It's in our toothpaste, the deodorant that we wear, the food that we wear. Like, it's more to when I okay. For instance, right? I use this today on my live. Every picture that you look at on Google, whatever, and you look at from here to the moon, or even if you go outside and you look up to the moon, it's a clear day, you look up to the moon, you see the stars. But I've never seen a picture from the moon to the earth where you can see stars. And I don't want to, in your mind, you may think, oh, well, the glares or whatever. No. Why is it that when you see a picture from the moon to the earth, you don't see no stars? But when you hear, they're not, we all know that they're not, we know that. With that day that shit happened when we was on E. Yeah. I believe that's crazy, though. But, yeah. But I just can't put my finger on it. But something just ain't right. I don't give a fuck what they telling us in these books that we learned in school. This history, none of this, something the fuck ain't right. And like how you were saying, what's your name again? Anaya. Like, it's just, something ain't right. I can't explain it. I don't know I just know something ain't right, yo. I can feel it. Something ain't right. It's more of the power that's within me is more powerful. The speech that I'm using right now, this music that I am creating while I'm talking to you is a frequency. We all have frequency. The reason that you look the way that you look is because the frequency that you give off. That is your look when you look in the mirror. That is your frequency. Everyone has their own frequency. And some of our frequencies are higher than others. It's just how we're all energy. Everything around us has energy because it has atoms, protons, and neutrons, electrons, and protons, and it has atoms. So the trees, the wood, the candy, all this shit is alive. In all actuality, and we're really living in the fucking matrix, and we really can't see that we're in the matrix. Everybody can't see, but we're really starting to awaken to what really the fuck is going on. They made the Matrix and stole that movie from a black woman.
There's other movies that coincide with the
world not being what it is.
Yeah. Like, something the fuck is up, and the older that I get, I don't know.
Out,
I don't even think it's coming
with
age.
The more movies that come out, the more it's almost like they're telling the truth.
Yeah, and they're
nobody
trying to,
really pays attention.
And they're trying to tell us something. Because I just seen the movie Replica, and that shit made me really... I mean, I've seen a lot of different movies. The Island, fucking, what's that one where they can go in people's minds? Fucking, what's the one, Doctor, what's his name? Doctor, I just know I'm not crazy. Okay, so then we all crazy. We all a little crazy. We all a little off because we all live in the United States of America. We all live in this fucked up ass world and we seeing all this crazy ass shit happening and ain't none of us saying shit. And my thing is, why are the ones that we see on is Nicki Minaj, fucking all these stars, Jay-Z, all these famous motherfuckers, they got all this fucking money, ain't doing shit. The politicians ain't doing shit. Motherfuckers are still killing each other. We ain't doing shit.
But you ever notice how the most powerful of us are the underdogs? Just like, it's not just a coincidence that black people are the ones that's under. People who have certain deficiencies or are born with certain defects and stuff like that, they have a higher than other people. But
yeah.
In order to participate in the energies in the world, in the ways that be, in the rulers of this realm that be, they had to be put on restraint, basically. Their spiritual pressure and their energy had to be put on restraint, so they were born probably dyslexic. They were born probably, impaired a little bit. They were born with some kind of deformity. Or you got people who were born black
I'm even starting to think that maybe gay people, now listen, just listen to what I'm saying, because they be saying that they feel like they're locked inside of a body that they're not supposed to be in, or transgender, or, well, you know what I'm talking about, them people. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I believe that really they may really be locked inside of that. Their soul may be opposite of the body that they're in. Or even like animals, because I've seen animals on TV. That, like that one video that I posted on Instagram, the fucking dog said, "No, you ain't." And you heard that dog. The woman said, "I'ma sell you." And you heard that dog said, "No, you ain't." I was like, "What the fuck?" Like this motherfucking dog.
When that one animal said, "Help me."
Yeah, like I believe that we really are. I don't know. Shit is weird, and I feel like that shit
that
be glitches.
Can I recommend? Do you watch anime?
No, I don't really watch a lot of them.
There's a show that came out in like 2004. It's called Bleach. There's a lot
been
of
there, done that.
I'm sorry, what?
I said that's a super filler in that thing.
But oh, hell yeah.
The whole of it is definitely great.
But there's a couple of seasons that I recommend that you watch. Put in like the beginning to get like a backstory, but after like the first four seasons, it kind of gets into something where it's like a lot of filler and stuff. But along the way, you will learn more about what I'm discussing right now and how, like I was mentioning about like the spiritual pressure thing and what you were saying earlier about Matrix. One thing that sticks with me all the time is there is no spoon. There is no spoon. Part in the Matrix where he went to go see the Oracle, and he was talking to the little boy who was bending the spoon, and the little boy said, there is no spoon. You're focusing your energy, projecting yourself. There is no spoon. So I feel like a lot of people and how they end up getting rocked to sleep is they don't understand what it took to participate in order to be in this realm and to be in this body. This is one of the lowest realms. We are on a third dimension. That's it. Fourth and fifth are our feelings and our thought forms. That's why we are able to have a visualistic concept in our own realm, in our own world, and we have a collective after that, the sixth realm and seventh realm and beyond, the 10th realm, a.k.a. the gods that we know of to this day, that's getting into when you're tapping more into your higher self and your ancestors, correct, and you're listening to your higher self and your folks, and you're actually getting divine guidance in your life. There are thousands of realms. Like I said, there's no such thing as a universe. It is an omniverse. There's dimensions and dimensions and dimensions. We are in a being amongst being amongst beings. It's worlds amongst worlds. We ain't even tipping the iceberg. We don't know. So the moment that, you know, of course, people who are getting a certain influence, they're participating in certain pools. Just like how you notice, if you notice, like, you have certain people who are the most destructive and demonic in this universe, on this plane of existence, they tend to get advance a little more than people who are probably moving righteous.
Right.
In a way, and that, like, can be frustrating to somebody, like, well, how the hell can you be causing hell, but you moving forward in life, or like you doing something, or, like, think people are paying attention to you, or people are actually falling for it. They're participating in a certain energy. We all signed a contract to be here. I've kind of been like in between realms my whole life. Like, it's been very hard for me to stay in body for like a long time. I've always been able to like see the future and all types of stuff.
But I can explain that shit. But I have feelings and I can see things. And people think that I'm crazy when I say it, but I really can see stuff before it happens. I really can.
And that's to show you the thing that we know as time, we created. Deja vu is a concept of living outside of the realm of time. How we know the Earth is Capricorn. This is the purple star that we're living on. This plane of existence that we're on, of course, purple star, Capricorn, a.k.a. 10th house existence, stuff like that, we're all predicated against or around capitalism, gain, building something, structure, practicality, all types of stuff like that. So the only way that we know how to make sense of something, and this is how they end up rocking us to sleep, is through practicality. So they'll make somebody be in a circumstance or a situation to where they can't make means for themselves and get themselves riled up because they're not looking like how everybody else is looking or whatever concept of success that other people have developed due to them being on this realm. You have certain beings who are here on certain assignments. Some are literally here and placed here and allowed to kill, steal, and destroy. Then you have some who are here to do otherwise. Light and dark exist, like literally coexist at the same time. There was no chicken before the egg or egg before the chicken. It happens simultaneously, just like feminine and masculine energy. It's whether or not you play out more of a percentage of one or the other. Everybody has a choice. So to condense it, because I could go on and on. There is no spoon. And the people that we know of that are, like, having an influence or something like that, 9 to 10, the only reason why they're able to maintain that influence that they have, like the Nicki Minaj's and the Oprah's of the world, they only maintain that influence by maintaining a certain level of consciousness of what they can and can't say. They have to participate in certain energies just to stay afloat, just to make a move. While you have other people who are literally here to do just the opposite, but the beings and the gatekeepers of this realm will hinder you on purpose and throw you off your grid. Like, literally, people get rocked to sleep, and I think that's one of the most important things about knowing your higher self and knowing your consciousness level, and even on an extent of for the people who are into astrology to know their chart and know their personal natal chart, know their personal birth time, and know their personal houses, because that'll show you the contract that was signed on your life. That'll show you the manifestations that brought you about here and how the gatekeepers brought you and made you put a, basically like a stamp of approval for you to be brought here. So it's certain things even I can't say outside of that to people because they won't really get it. And, like, I'm not really supposed to say too much. But that's basically kind of where we at. No, we are not alone. A lot of people don't understand that at all. A lot of people don't even realize that they're dealing with gins on an everyday basis. A lot of people don't even realize certain things that they're attracted to or why are based upon or are actually gins in some way, shape, or form. So, but that's all I have for now. I love y'all so doing what y'all doing. I'm going to just continue to listen and just kind of stay in the background.
Can you hear me? Can y'all hear us? Can y'all hear us?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So ask the question, Nisi.
I just have a question for you. How important is numerology?
Numerology is very important. It's divine mathematics.
Yeah, even everything in the world is built out of mathematics, and the thing that's most used in this world at this time is geometry.
Yeah. Very, very important. Not only for you to know your math, but we have birthdays beyond the days that we know as the day of our birth. And that's important for us to know because that day predicates certain things in this realm that are of higher interest of happening to us, whether positive or negative, than other days and other times and other years. And people
right, so
think that these...
If you have multiple numbers associated with your birthday and, like, you know, the time you're born and all that, how important, or what does that say if you have, like, multiple of the same number?
Then that means that you were dense in one energy. Just like her, for me, I was born with majority of my placements in the first house. My name is six letters. I was born on the sixth day. My karmic number is actually a number of six. My life path number is a 22. Everywhere I go, either it's a 4, a 22, or a 666. That's letting me know that I'm right where I need to be. Any day, that's the 22nd of the month, the 6th of the month, anything that equates to those numbers, whether it be a broken down 31st or a 13 that equates to a 4 for me. Those are my days.
Okay, for me, when you were sitting there talking about numerology, whatever, and how you should know your path, whatever, literally I just started thinking, my actual name has 5 letters in it. I weighed 5 pounds when I was born. I was born at 5:15 in the morning. But I was born on the 16th, and everybody thought I was going to be born on the 15th.
15, that's 7. So that means the 5s are change energy. 5s represent change and power. 5 is a powerhouse. That has a lot of Leo energy attached to it. But even not even mentioning Leo, the constellation that holds Leo is the constellation of Regulus, which is the energy of Archangel Raphael. So that's healing energy, but it comes off in like a very forceful, powerful way. So you have a very dominant personality.
Tell them why you laughing. Tell them why you laughing.
Because the way that you are, yo, your love comes off harsh as shit, yo. You harsh as fuck, but you can feel the love, but it's hard. All right, so what about me, right? I'm an Aries, born March 25th. Aries. I don't know all that other stuff, but I do know. I don't know. I feel like I'm a big ass kid locked inside of a body, but I feel like on some real shit, I truly do feel like in my other life they killed me. Like somebody killed me because I was on to some shit, yo. And now I've been sitting here.
You didn't ask her and then to give your opinion. Then.
What?
So that means.
Right.
That's pulling from your south node. Your south node is just a point of reference from like your past life, your Akashic records. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, my past. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're in your Akashic records, you're right. Somebody did probably kill you because you were a whistleblower of some kind or somebody who had gotten close to something that was about to hit the surface, some information that really people didn't need to know at that point in time, or it would have been beneficial for people to stay blind. You've taken on to carry out that life path on this time, during this time. Your karmic number is 7, which means that you'll experience a lot of 8 in your life, meaning like death, transformation, going through like a lot of harsh trials and tribulations, taboo situations, addictions, people, taxes, things that have to deal with like it is what it is, but you had to take it on the chin type of situation.
Okay, go ahead.
It'll be like that.
Shut up, bud. You already know like how that. I am, though, because you already know.
I know. That's I'm going to ask about myself here as well.
Go ahead.
Just to see if well, 6 letters in my first name, 4 letters in my last name. I was born June 2nd, 1985. Shit. What else is there? Yeah, I was born actually a month late, actually, from I was supposed to be born in May. So, yeah.
So you're stable. Your energy, actually, the things that you were willing into existence and the manifestation powers that you had going on to will you into this existence on this lifetime, you actually, like, you were so ready that they had to hold you back. Like, you were gunning for it, whatever you came for. 2 is your karmic number, which means that you'll experience a lot of 3 energy. So it's always something going on around you. It's always like your sister, your brother, your cousin, in the neighborhoods you live in. Something is always going on. Like, you'll want peace. Like, you don't want no smoke. You ain't trying. You will take it there if you got to. But for a lot of times, like most of the time, you want peace. You ain't really about nothing. Just don't bother you. You good. But it's always loud. It's always something. Like, it's always somebody around you.
Yeah, everybody always be wanting to smoke, but they really don't be wanting with me. So I gotta be saying, like, if you be peaceful with me, I'll be peaceful with you. But if you're not peaceful with me, you come in here poking a bear, expect to get the fucking face bit off.
That's rough. All right, so yeah. Let's wrap up. Let's wrap up the show for tonight. Tonight was a good show. What we do at the end of the show is we give shout outs and what we thankful for. So let's start out with the guest, Anaya. Start off what you thankful for and who you want to give shout outs to.
Trinity, I'm thankful. You know, nothing happens by chance. Everything is purposeful. Everything has a meaning. So I'm thankful that I was on time to be here. And I want to give a shout out to the all. That. Thank you.
Ruff?
Thankful for life. Thankful for taking breaths. Thankful for my kids. Thankful for their mothers for going through all the pain and everything for that 9 months. Shout out to my mama and daddy for fucking that night, because without them, I wouldn't be here. Shout out to Terry and Dr. Lucy. Shout out to the Most High for doing his thing, you know, his or her, but don't matter, shit. Yeah, that's it, shit, I'm done.
All right, Nisi.
Oh, shout out to everybody who called in, shout out to everybody who listened online, shout out to everybody who's going to download this episode later. I am thankful for Behind the Scenes Radio, with Kurt, even though he works nerves. To my heathen Forest children and the 6 brands I have.
Shout outs to everyone that called in. Shout outs to everyone that would download. Shout outs to all the artists that send their music into Behind the Scenes Radio. If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure that you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay@gmail.com. Only send it. in MP3 formats only, because we not going to look at your shit. We not even going to look at
not looking at no links. We ain't looking at no YouTube.
None of that shit.
Don't DM me.
None of that shit.
Check out my Instagram.
None of that shit. Because we ain't going to check it out if you don't send it in MP3 to the email, period. All right? I want to give a big shout out to my cousin for always supporting, even though he don't always call in, but he always supporting. I love you, cuz. Shout outs to my family. Shout out to Kansas City, Missouri for making me, but shout out to Philly for fucking creating this fucking beast that I am right now, that I became, that I've sprung out to become. But without Kansas City, without my hometown, I wouldn't be who I am today. I love my mother, my father, and all my family members. Shout out to everybody that I run into on a daily basis that be showing me love when I'm out in the city.
I said silly.
It didn't come out right. Out in the city.
Because
the city is silly. What up? Shut up, Nisi. That's about it, man. I love y'all. Shout out to you too, Nisi. That's everything, man. Y'all stay up, man. Think about, listen, let me say this, and I say this on all of my Instagrams, man. Think about your children, man. Get you some type of life insurance. Leave something for your children. Generational wealth is real. Why you think these white people out here booming? Because they were left money. Leave them something. Don't leave them no bills and shit, because that's exactly what most people do. They just leave them bills. Leave them some bread. So when they go, they sit in nice. You feel what I'm saying? Stop thinking about your damn self. Think about your children and generations to come. Think about you 500 years from now. You feel what I'm saying?
$50. $1,650,000 left to my children. Whatever happens to me. In life insurance policies. At any time.
If I kick you in the chin, the kids will get like five racks. You in the chin.
You gotta get that life insurance, man.
Right. Exactly. All right, so we out this bitch, man. Y'all take care, love, peace. Hair grease. Like, shut up.
Grease.
I love y'all. Y'all take care. We out.
Bye-bye.